This is Elbert Hardy for Bible Prophecy Radio. I would like to challenge you today to figure out what section of Scripture I'm going to read. It's full of prophecy. So I'm going to begin in verse 4 of this particular chapter. See if you can figure this out. If you would, please. The Sovereign Lord has given me His words of wisdom so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning He awakens me and opens my understanding to His will. The Sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened. I have not rebelled or turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like stone, determined to do His will, and I know that I will not be put to shame. He who gives me justice is near. Who will dare to bring charges against me now? Where are my accusers? Let them appear. See, the Sovereign Lord is on my side. Who will declare me guilty? All of my enemies will be destroyed, like old clothes that have been eaten by moths. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys His servant? If you are walking in the darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. But watch out, you who live in your own light, and warm yourselves by your own fires. This is the reward you will receive from me. You will soon fall down in great torment. Listen to me, all who hope for deliverance, all who seek the Lord. Consider the rock from which you were cut, the quarry from which you were mined. Yes, think about Abraham, your ancestor, and Sarah, who gave birth to your nation. Abraham was only one man when I called him, but when I blessed him, he became a great nation. The Lord will comfort Israel again and have pity on her ruins. Her desert will blossom like Eden, and her barren wilderness like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found there. Songs of thanksgiving will fill the air. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, Israel, for my law will be proclaimed, and my justice will become a light to the nations. My mercy and my justice are coming soon. My salvation is on the way. My strong arm will bring justice to the nations. All lands will look to me and wait in hope for my powerful arm. Look up to the skies above and gaze down on the earth below. For the skies will disappear like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a piece of clothing. The people of the earth will die like flies, but my salvation lasts forever. My righteous rule will never end. Listen to me, you who know right from wrong, you who cherish my law in your hearts. Do not be afraid of people's scorn, nor fear their insults. For the moth will devour them as it devours clothing. the worm will eat at them as it eats wool. But my righteousness will last forever. My salvation will continue from generation to generation. Wake up. Wake up, O Lord. Clothe yourself with strength. Flex your mighty right arm. Rouse yourself as in the days of old, when you slew Egypt, the dragon of the Nile. Are you not the same today, the one who dried up the sea, making a path escape through the depths, so that your people could cross over? Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. Yes, I am the one who comforts you. So why are you afraid of mere humans who wither like grass and disappear? Yet you have forgotten the Lord your Creator, the one who stretched out the sky like a canopy and laid the foundations of the earth. Will you remain in constant dread of human oppressors? Will you continue to fear the anger of your enemies? Where is their fury and anger now? It is gone. Soon all your captives will be released. Imprisonment, starvation, and death will not be your fate. For I, the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea, causing its waves to roar, my name is the Lord of heaven's armies. And I have put my words in your mouth and hidden you safely in my hand. I stretched out the sky like a canopy and laid the foundations of the earth. I am the one who says to Israel, you are my people. Wake up, O Jerusalem. You have drunk the cup of the Lord's fury. You have drunk the cup of terror, tipping out its last drops. Not one of your children is left alive to take your hand and guide you. These two calamities have fallen on you, desolation and destruction, famine and war. And who is left to sympathize with you? Who is left to comfort you? For your children have fainted and lie in the streets, helpless as antelopes caught in a net. The Lord has poured out his fury. God has rebuked them. But now listen. Listen to this, you afflicted ones who sit in a drunken stupor, though not from drinking wine. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the God and your Defender, says. See, I have taken the terrible cup from your hands. You will no longer drink of my fury. Instead, I will hand that cup to your tormentors, those who said, we will trample you into the dust and walk on your backs. Wake up. Wake up, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your beautiful clothes, O holy city of Jerusalem. For unclean and godless people will enter your gates no longer. Rise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Sit in a place of honor. Remove the chains of slavery from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For this is what the Lord says. When I sold you into exile, I received no payment. Now I can buy you back or redeem you without having to pay for you. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Long ago, my people chose to live in Egypt. Now they are oppressed by Assyria. What is this? Asked the Lord. Why are my people enslaved again? Those who rule them shout in exultation, "My name is blasphemed all day long. But I will reveal my name to my people, and they will come to know its power. Then at last they will recognize that I am the one who speaks to them. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns. The watchmen shout and sing with joy, for before their very eyes they see the Lord returning to Jerusalem. Let the ruins of Jerusalem break into joyful song, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has demonstrated his holy power before the eyes of all nations. All the ends of the earth will see the victory of our God. Get out and leave your captivity, where everything you touch is unclean. Get out of there and purify yourselves, you who carry home the sacred objects of the Lord. You will not leave in a hurry, running for your lives, for the Lord will go ahead of you. Yes, the God of Israel will protect you from behind." In other words, he's got your back. "See, my servant will prosper. He will be highly exalted." But many were amazed when they saw him. His face was so disfigured that he hardly seemed human. From his appearance, one would scarcely know he was a man. And he will startle many nations. Kings will stand speechless in his presence, for they will see what they had not been told. They will understand what they had not heard about. Let me just issue a warning about this next chapter. I'm going to read it through, but some may find this reading very difficult to bear. So here we go. Who has believed our message? Who has the Lord revealed his powerful arm to? "My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought it was that his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for ours, our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before its shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants. His life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong, and he had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal, he was put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and to cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy long life, i.e. permanent life, I might add. And the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands when he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish. He will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins, and I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier. Because he exposed himself to death, he was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. Sing, O childless woman, you who have never given birth, break into loud and joyful song, O Jerusalem, for you who have never been in labor. For the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle the ruined cities. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. Don't be afraid, there is no more disgrace for you. You will no longer remember the shame of your youth and the sorrows of widowhood, for your Creator will be your husband, and the Lord of heaven's armies is his name. He is your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. Who do you think he's talking about at this point? I'll give you a little hint. It's Jesus. That's not a little hint. That's the truth. He is the God of all the earth. He's the creator of it. For the Lord has called you back from your grief as though you were a young wife abandoned by her husband, says your God. For a brief moment I abandon you, but with great compassion I will take you back. In a burst of anger, I turned my face away for a little while. But with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O storm-battered city, troubled and desolate, I will rebuild you with precious jewels and make your foundations from lapis lazuli. By the way, lapis lazuli is one of the most beautiful precious stones in the world. It's a royal blue, very deep, beautiful blue, strewn with layers of gold. And it's speckled inside that jewel. It's very beautiful. And I will make your towers of sparkling rubies, your gates of shining gems, and your walls of precious stones. I will teach all your children, and they will enjoy great peace. That sounds so good. you will be secure under a government that is just and fair. This is talking about the kingdom of God under the mighty rulership of our God and King Jesus. You will be secure under a government that is just and fair. Your enemies will stay far away, and you will live in peace, and terror will not come near you. If any nation comes to fight you, it is not because I sent them. Whoever attacks you will go down in defeat. I have created the blacksmith who fans the coals beneath the forge and makes the weapons of destruction. And I have created the armies that destroy, but in that day coming, no weapon will be turned against you, and it will not succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. That was chapter 54 in the book of Isaiah. Chapter 55, I want to continue a little bit, and then we'll talk about it. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me. You will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. See how I used him to display my power among the peoples. I made him a leader among the nations. You also will command nations you do not know, and peoples unknown to you will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him while he is near. Call on him now. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thoughts of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. After all, he builds worlds and fills them with living beings like he did planet Earth. Can you do that? Can I? No, not hardly. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the eater or the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. I will accomplish all I want it to through it, in other words. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I sent it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands, figuratively, of course. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. where nettles grew, myrtles, crepe myrtles. Have you ever seen those? They're beautiful, full of color, bright pink and bright red, maybe other colors like orange. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of His power and love. Chapter 56 of Isaiah. This is what the Lord says. Be just and fair to all. Do what is right and good, for I am coming soon to rescue you. This sounds like Matthew 24, but it isn't. This is Isaiah 56, hundreds of years before Matthew. I am coming to display my righteousness among you. Blessed are all those who are careful to do this. Blessed are those who honor my Sabbath days of rest and keep themselves from doing wrong. Don't let foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord say, "The Lord will never let me be part of His people." Why? Because they will become part of His people. And don't let the eunuchs say, "I'm a dried up tree with no children and no future." For this is what the Lord says, I will bless those eunuchs who keep my Sabbath days holy and choose to do what pleases me and commit their lives to me. I will give them within the walls of my house a memorial and a name far greater than sons and daughters could give. For the name I give them is an everlasting one, and it will never disappear. I will also bless the foreigners who commit themselves to the Lord, who serve them and love His name, who worship Him and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest, and who hold fast my covenant. I will bring them to my holy mountain of Jerusalem and fill them with joy in my house of prayer. I will accept their burnt sacrifices and offerings because my temple will be called a house of prayer for all nations, for the sovereign Lord who brings back the outcasts of Israel says, I will bring others too, besides my people Israel. Come, wild animals of the field, come, wild animals of the forest, come and devour my people. For the leaders of my people, the Lord's watchmen, His shepherds are blind and ignorant. They are like silent watchdogs that give no warnings when danger comes. They love to lie around, sleeping and dreaming. Like greedy dogs, they are never satisfied. They are ignorant shepherds, all following their own path and intent on personal gain. Come, they say, let's get some wine and have a party. Let's all get drunk, and then tomorrow we'll do it again and have an even bigger party. Well, this is Albert Hardy for Bible Prophecy Radio. There is hope. And this is what I wanted to bring out here. Through Jesus, we have hope of a resurrection to life. Permanent life in a better body. That's what life's really about. It's about His kingdom, bringing justice and righteousness, peace and joy to all people on earth. We'll rest in peace when they do die. So we can take comfort out of that, to realize that God has more than one way to protect us from the tribulation. So you can go to my website, itellwhy.com, and see what you can learn there. You can read all 8 of my books. I'm trying to tell the truth. If you disagree with me, that's fine. I'm sure that God will rebuke me where I've been wrong, and I'd like to know about it. I want to be straightened out by God in the resurrection, which I'm sure He will do. ITellWhy is the address for the website. There's a lot to see and do and listen to there. It's all free, no ads, not looking for your email or your address or anything. I'm only trying to build your faith. So I hope you do go there. I hope you get a lot of benefit out of it. It's all free. So this is Albert Hardy saying goodbye, friends.